Hi everyone, my name's Katie Stelfox. I'm 32 from Manchester. My podcast is going to be based on the pressures of working in the music industry. You see, to me, people think that working in the music industry is great and that you're going to become famous and that everyone can live happily ever after. I think that's really wrong. In actual fact, it's not always like that. There's a lot of added pressure that comes with working the job, you know, rules you have to abide by, knowing who to trust, I find is a major thing. And so I always warn artists and bands, and particularly the younger ones, to always watch and read into things carefully before signing anything. You know, such as things like record deals, artist development deals, and always ensure that you read small print, as some record deals, as you know, have like the smallest detailed print, you know, in the terms and conditions. So always make sure that you read into things carefully, you know, before signing anything. On the other hand, you might choose to be a music manager. For the music manager, working in the music industry is quite different, but again involves a lot of pressure. The job may include things like negotiating contracts and fees, finding and booking events, booking venues that match the artist or band's career strategy, advising them on career decisions, dealing with publicity and promotion, helping them on their career decisions, such as which record producer to work with or which song to perform, and managing media relations, stuff like that. Can working in the music industry cause depression? I'm asked a lot. Well, creative artists on the, you know, in the fifth top 10 professions have, yes, been known to suffer with a high rate of depression illness. I mean, take a look at artists like Whitney Houston, for instance, you know, that was found in a bathtub, you know, that's terrible. And then a daughter not long after, you know. So it just shows, you know, that sometimes, you know, being famous and having all this money isn't always, you know, essential when it comes to, like, your life, you know. You know, people still get depression. And this is what a lot of people don't understand, you know. And there needs to be help out there. There needs to be things like counselling for these kind of people, you know, to people that they can talk to, you know. People think, oh yeah, well, they've got loads of money, you know, they can just go and find a counsellor. It isn't always like that, you know. It's very, very difficult, you know, especially when you're in the media as well. You know, sometimes opening up is quite difficult because you don't know actually who to trust, you know. So actually, you know, being able to talk to someone is really, really beneficial when working in a big industry, you know. But does depression attract them to the job, I'm asked? Or does the job make them depressed? I think, yes, especially in artists and bands, especially if they're at a young age, you know, and just starting out, you know, and they don't know what career path to take. So to me, you know, maybe putting like an age limit, you know, on what age they're looking for, what criteria they're looking for, you know, because, you know, you get these young artists, you know, that are just starting out, and sometimes they can't cope with the pressures, you know. It's really, really difficult for them. So I think it's essential when choosing an artist that you make sure that they're at the right age and that you're able to develop that artist into a pop star, you know, that you're able to work with that artist. You know, I don't think a lot of people and a lot of shows do consider that. You know, you've got shows like The X Factor that will take young ones on, and sometimes they're just not ready for it. You know, so to me, when I'm looking for an artist or band members, I always make sure that they gel well, you know, that they get on, And that they can handle the pressure, you know. I always make them aware of what they're walking into as well, you know. You've got to prepare the artist, you know, for the added pressure. I've set a list of questions as well, so it's like, you know, do you really want this? Do you really want to work in the music industry? Are you prepared for that type of commitment? Can you handle publicity? Can you work long hours? Because, you know, working in the music industry as well, as you know, if you're doing an album, you're sometimes there, 5 days working on an album, you know, in the studio from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night, you know. So can you handle all this pressure, you know, of working, you know, such long hours, you know, and especially if you've got commitment as well, if you've got children, like I've got children, can you handle being away from your children for like long periods of time? You know, maybe if you're going on tour and stuff like that. So these are all things that you've got to take into consideration. You know, ask yourself, you know, can I do this kind of job? And also, like, if you're working, from my point of view, as a manager or as a producer, can you work as part of a team? Can you communicate with people and negotiate? Can you work under pressure? Do you have good communication skills? Can I book a gig? You know, things like that, you know, even down to the basic things like booking gigs. Have I got the confidence to talk over the phone and negotiate with people? Can I negotiate with people face to face? These are all things that you've got to put across. Can I handle a large audience? Can I handle talking to the media, the paparazzi, people like that? You've got to prepare yourself because, you know, you could just be a normal music manager and then one day you get a really good artist, you know, that hits it big, like JP Cooper, for instance, you know, that went to Access to Music. He's hit it big at the minute, you know. He's selling records and stuff, you know. The publicity is really high on him at the minute and he started off like us at Access to Music, you know. So you've got to ask yourself, are you prepared for this as a music manager? You know, it's not just about the artist, it's about the music manager as well. A good artist needs a good solid music manager. So, you know, that's basically it, you know. Thanks for listening anyway, and I hope to tell you more about the music industry. Thank you very much.